Western leaders have expressed concern that Russia may move into other regions after it annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, where at least one person was injured this weekend in a Russian takeover of two Ukrainian bases. NATO and German officials said today the conflict could expand to eastern parts of Ukraine and even to the nearby former Soviet Republic of Moldova. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
The top commander of the NATO military alliance warned on Sunday that Russia wants more than just Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. NATO Supreme Allied Commander Europe, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, said he was worried about a large Russian force on Ukraine's eastern border. Breedlove warned those troops pose a threat to Moldova's mainly Russian-speaking separatist Transnistria region. He told the Brussels meeting of the German Marshall Fund think tank that recent military exercises involving 8,500 artillery men were aimed at preparing Russian troops for possible rapid incursions into a neighboring state. Besides Moldova, officials in eastern regions of Ukraine also fear a similar Russian takeover as in Crimea, explained German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who visited the Ukrainian city of Donetsk. We have heard very clearly today the very strong wish that a new Ukraine should be a united Ukraine, and it should be no breakup, he said, adding that there should be no new divisions in post-communist Europe. Yet Moscow's ambassador to the European Union, Vladimir Shishkov, said nobody has anything to fear from Russia. However, he did not completely rule out Russian military actions elsewhere in the region, suggesting only his country had no intention to invade other areas.
There is no intention of the Russian Federation to do anything like that. Well, I'm not the commander-in-chief. The situation in Ukraine is, of course, a source of concern to everybody, including Russia. And we certainly hope to see it settled by peaceful means, taking into account the legitimate interests of all the people living in Ukraine, of all the ethnic groups, of all the regions of Ukraine, and we are ready to help.
His remarks did little to ease concerns in neighboring countries. Adding to their worries was Sunday's announcement by Russia that its flag is now flying over 189 Ukrainian military installations in Crimea after President Vladimir Putin signed laws completing Russia's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos reporting.